what about the idea that capitalism regulates itself?
Well, how'd that work out in 2008? The evidence is abundant that if you unleash people to pursue the profit motive without any regulatory restraints at all, you are subjecting your economy to the law of the jungle.
It's here that Henriquez invokes the name of Adam Smith, who's best known for authoring The Wealth of Nations, widely considered the first modern treatise on economics. Smith wrote that a properly regulated marketplace would allow capitalism to flourish.
The notion that smart regulation is the enemy of capital growth is not supported by any evidence at all. In fact, it begins to look like the better regulated a marketplace is, the better people feel about investing there. You don't see a lot of pension funds rushing off to invest in places like Nigeria with very high corruption indices.
After chronicling the collapse of the markets in 2008 and the rise and fall of Bernie Madoff, the world's largest Ponzi schemer, Henriquez lectures across the country about the misperceptions that allowed so many smart people to become victims of Madoff.
It really is a mission of mine to try to persuade people that most of what they think they know about Ponzi schemes and Ponzi schemers is wrong or obsolete.
But beyond teaching investors how to minimize their risk, the veteran financial journalist says some simple regulatory adjustments would fundamentally improve overall investor protections. The first change, make the Securities and Exchange Commission self-funding.
Let it use the money it brings in to meet the problems it faces, rather than having it turn over money to the federal government that it itself needs to deal with the growth in the market that generated that additional money.
Requiring third-party custodians to hold assets for money managers is another good security measure, says Henriquez.
A Ponzi scheme is almost impossible if somebody else has to hold the stakes. If somebody else has to hold the stocks or the bonds or whatever is supposedly being purchased on your behalf.
Thirdly, Henriquez would strengthen the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, or CFPB, a government agency set up in 2010 to be a watchdog of financial service firms, as well as a consumer advocate and educator. The CFPB is not yet meeting the benchmarks spelled out in the Dodd-Frank Consumer Protection Act, says Henriquez. The agency needs a full-time director, but the appointment of Richard Cordray to the post has evolved into another partisan battle on Capitol Hill. Cordray's nomination is tied up in the Senate, where a Republican majority says they'll block his confirmation until structural changes are made to the CFPB. Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren recently called those tactics a way to keep the game rigged so that consumers remain in the dark and a few bad actors can rake in big profits. Until some of those regulatory changes are made, Henriquez continues her mission to educate the average investor. The most important precautions, she says, are also some of the simplest.
Even if Madoff had been completely honest, Rachel, what he was offering was an unregistered money management service that wasn't even advertised on his website, that didn't use a third-party custodian, that was highly secretive, and that few people knew about. Well, in what parallel universe is that a sensible investment for a middle-income investor?
Doing the financial homework isn't easy, says Henriquez, but in this new era of do-it-yourself pension planners, it's an assignment that just about everyone will have to undertake. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.